Welcome to this introduction for the audio described performance of Reverberation, the European premiere of the play written by Matthew Lopez and directed by Jack Sane. Reverberation lasts for 2 hours and 30 minutes, including a 20-minute interval. The performance will be described by Rachel Bell and Megan Brooks. The audio described performance will be on Saturday, the 26th of October at 2:30 p.m. with a revision of these introductory notes 15 minutes before the show. There will be a touch tour at 12:30, meeting in the lobby just along from the box office. This introduction lasts around 11 minutes and includes information about the set, characters and costumes, followed by content warnings and access information. We are presented with a cross-section of two open-plan apartments, one on top of the other. The apartments are modern, with sleek lines and decorated in neutral white and grey colours. The walls of the apartments are made of a translucent gauze, so that in the right lighting, characters are visible through them. Metal conduits run up and along the walls, and bright downlights in the ceilings provide illumination with a cold white light. At points throughout the play, the walls are flooded with intense colours and large abstract projections. The apartments are linked by a central staircase, which is enclosed but is visible through the gauze when illuminated. The stairs are stark concrete and the handrail is black metal. Outlines of other staircases fade into the distance behind the apartments, creating the impression of many other apartments in many other buildings. The apartment on the lower level belongs to Jonathan. It is well lived in and cluttered with furniture and possessions. The front door is on the back wall, just to the right of the staircase, and it leads into the main living area on the right-hand side. Next to the door is a full-length shelf unit along the rest of the back wall. The majority of the shelves are crammed with books, which all look well read, with brightly coloured post-it notes sticking out of the pages. Only the middle level of shelves is clear, holding a light grey speaker. In the middle of the living area, there is a white two-seater sofa with puffed-up cushions and a white throw, and a matching footstool is placed in front of it. The sofa is flanked by stacks of clear plastic crates filled with documents and papers. Behind the sofa, there is a drinks trolley whose top level is packed with decanters of whiskey and bottles of wine. Through an opening on the far right, characters go into an unseen kitchen. Set back behind the staircase on the left-hand side is the bedroom area. Jonathan's double bed has a white pine frame and is made up with crisp white sheets that he messes up and tidies throughout the play. Clothes and other household items are scattered around and underneath the bed. Further forward on the left-hand side is the dining and work area. There is a set of shelves built as a series of steps up the back wall, starting from chest height. These shelves are also filled with books. Underneath the shelves is a small white shelf unit, stuffed with more books and paperwork. A small circular white dining table sits to one side, with two chairs next to it, also white. The table is covered with more clutter, books, papers and glasses, and a white anglepoise lamp provides extra light. There is an artist trolley sat next to the table, with brushes and equipment sticking out haphazardly. Through an opening on the far left, characters go into an unseen bathroom. The apartment on the upper level belongs to Claire. It has fewer items and seems more chaotic. The front door is at the top of the staircase and leads into an entryway, to the right of which is the living area. A large suitcase lies open on the floor, with colourful clothes spilling out of it. Behind the suitcase is a light grey camping chair, and to one side is a stack of three white boxes. Through an opening on the far right, characters go into an unseen bathroom. To the left of the entryway is the bedroom. There is a single air mattress on the floor, made up with white sheets. When the characters face outwards towards us, they look at the unseen wall of the apartment. In Jonathan's apartment, they refer to a large painting which is hung on it, while in Claire's apartment, it holds a mirror she uses to check her appearance. After the interval, Some time has passed and some changes have occurred in the apartments. In Jonathan's apartment, the footstool is gone and a large grey floor lamp has been placed behind the sofa, which is no longer flanked by plastic crates. The majority of the books have been removed from the wall unit, as well as all the books on the step shelves, and the entire small shelf unit has gone. The dining table is much clearer, and the decanters and bottles have disappeared from the top of the drinks trolley. In Claire's apartment, the suitcase has been replaced with a small hanging rail. Outfits she has previously worn are now hung up, and the white boxes are stacked on a shelf above the rail. Michael Honka Lindsay plays Jonathan, a 30-year-old black man who has short afro hair framing a diamond-shaped face with chiseled cheekbones, straight eyebrows, and solemn brown eyes. He has full cupid bow lips over which is a mustache trimmed short. The essence of a short beard covers his chin and sides of his face. He wears a delicate gold chain around his neck. Jonathan is around 5'7" tall and has an extremely muscular physique, which is mainly hidden beneath his clothes. When comfortable and at ease in his apartment, he moves gently through his surroundings. During some scene changes, he spins and glides around the furniture with a dancer's poise, swinging his arms wide whilst holding a mobile phone in heavily stylized choreography, sometimes moving in slow motion. Jonathan wears block neutral colours. His attire is simple, neat and comfortable, and there are no patterns or labels on show. He favours leather slippers around his apartment, dark joggers, or, when dressing up a bit, beige chinos and a loose shirt over a tight vest. During the later part of the play, he wears a fitted lilac jumper and brown joggers. When going out, he chooses brighter colours, a vivid orange hoodie and pristine white trainers. Eleanor Tomlinson plays Claire, a very pale-skinned woman of similar height to Jonathan. Her hair is an extremely bright bottled auburn that hangs in waves to below her shoulder blades, and which she sometimes wears tied loosely up off her face. Her grey blue eyes sparkle with life and sit in a wide heart-shaped face, with a long nose rounded at the end and a soft mouth. She has pierced ears and wears small earrings or gold hoops. Claire moves with energy, often in a rush to get to where she is supposed to be, which causes her to stomp about heavily, aided in this by her substantial footwear. In opposition to Jonathan's style, Claire often wears bright colours and chooses clothes designed to not blend in. Her outfits are often statement pieces, especially when going out, such as a long, sheer-skirted lilac number with spaghetti straps and thick horizontal lines of net ruffs down the skirt part, which cause it to stick out in a bell shape. She teams it with black Doc Martin-style low-calf boots, which she wears without socks. Claire's outfits are feminine and often feature an item that is layered or ruffled with tulle, a type of fine net. Two of her cropped, wide-arm jackets are in this style, with generous amounts of layers almost giving the impression of feathers. One is black, which she wears over a full-length, bright pink evening gown, and the other baby pink, which she teams with a short floral dress. At night she wears deep emerald pyjamas over which she throws a floral patterned mid-length silk robe. We first meet Claire in loose black trousers, white shirt and maroon leather jacket. Smart attire for her fashion conscious job. Jack Gibson plays Wes, a 21-year-old white, slender athletic male of average height, with sandy brown, tousled hair that flops over his forehead in soft curtains. He has a youthful, long face with a pointed chin and hooded, wide-set blue eyes that flirt mischievously or are weighted under a sulk. His left ear is pierced and he wears a silver dog tag around his neck. Wes holds himself upright and moves with a quick, boyishly excitable energy. He dresses in a tight black vest and white, wide-leg trousers and matching jacket, which is covered in a black graffiti-esque design of love hearts, crosses, cartoon faces and words, including the word unholy emblazoned down the left sleeve. He wears black Doc Martin boots. When he makes a reappearance towards the end of the play, Wes is wearing a dark-coloured, double-breasted, thigh-length coat, underneath which he has a tight, long-sleeved white top with thin horizontal stripes and wide-legged, stone-washed blue jeans with a hole in the left knee. The jeans are so long they swallow his boots, the hems scraping along the floor. Content warnings. This show contains scenes of sexual intimacy, full frontal nudity, very strong language, references to homophobia, depiction of a panic attack, and a description of a violent assault. Access information. The Bristol Old Vic is accessible through the theatre's main entrance on King Street. Please note that the street is cobbled and there is an open-air bar area outside the theatre. Full access information for the Bristol Old Vic can be found at bristololdvic.org.uk/your-visit/access/general-access-information. If you need any further assistance, for example, if a visit to the theatre in advance of the show would help, then either contact the box office on 0117 987 7877, 1pm to 6pm, Monday to Saturday, or email access@bristololdvic.org.uk. That is the end of this audio introduction.